y'all.
Make this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
How did you even find this? like what? What occurred to put this on your radar?
I heard this on my Alexa yesterday when I was cooking.
Really?
And it dawned on me. I'm like, hold on, I know that. Is that Alan Jackson with Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Alan Jackson, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I had never in my life heard this before.
Yeah, Katie comes in and is like, "Did you know?" There's an Alan Jackson Chipmunks collab.
A Christmas song.
Check it out.
Hey, guys, what's the problem?
The weather.
What do you mean? It's warm and beautiful outside.
Exactly. No snow, no Santa. Which means I've been good all year for nothing. This is gonna be a miserable Christmas.
Well, maybe not, fellas.
And we kick it into
Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck.
A country song.
Well, I've been sort of worried.
How did this not?
This year.
You're worried. My life's riding on this delivery.
Number one. Jeez, Alvin. Jeez.
Later in the song, he wants a Boeing. What's a plane?
Sounds
like I asked for things, but I never asked for a plane.
No, he just went out and bought one with his roses. this is a good Christmas song. Like, this is legitimately good.
Wow.
Here, check.
Santa's coming in a pickup instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have a truck instead of a reindeer to carry him on his way. Cause the weatherman had some problems. He couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's gonna come in a pickup truck when he visits you and me.
What? Oh, boy, this is great. This means we can get our presents. What are you asking for, Alan?
Well, you know, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Right. More room in the pickup for my stuff.
Alan, well, don't you think you might be missing the point of Christmas?
Nope.
Is this what ruined the song? Is the bits, like the skits in between?
I don't know. What? I mean, this is from like 93, 94.
The 90s.
Like, the 90s were wild. And so it led me down a weird. Do chipmunks live in holes?
Yes,
a weird,
they do.
A weird chipmunk burrow.
Or yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something
that
in a
was
tree.
Not the first time Alan Jackson and the Chipmunks had collaborated.
This is a tradition?
No, but.
Get out of here.
Chipmunks in Low Places was an album.
No.
Yes, it was.
No,
yes, it was.
No.
From 1992, a business decision by the Chipmunks production team to reach the country music audience, which you'll remember was insanely popular at the time.
The Chipmunks did the thing that Beyonce and Post Malone did and said, we got to get some of this. We need to get some collabs. And so they started calling people and saying, hey, the Chipmunks need a country music album so we can get some of that delicious, delicious money.
And one of the songs featured on that album, Don't Rock the Jukebox, which had been a number one country single in 1991.
No.
Alan contributed commentary to the Chipmunks version. So he's on the track.
Of course he is. Of course he is. The 90s.
Just Alan Jackson popping up on a novelty album.
The 90s were spectacular.
What?
Add that to your playlist.
What?
What's up? Morning, we're Frito and Katie. Happy Tuesday. Frito, Katie, the Bull. This is going to take up the rest of our day.
Alvin
this,
and the
right?
Chipmunks.
This is going to take up the rest of the show.
Can I read you a quote?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is from the son of the creator for Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay.
Right, again, talking about the popularity of country music in the 90s and the need for the Chipmunks to, of course, then do a country album.
Because they had to.
He says, I'm not sure whether country music has arrived or the Chipmunks have arrived. But they're sure doing something special together.
So these, all right, let's get, just start.
Chipmunks in Low Places is the album.
Yes, let's start with the Alan Jackson collab. Because we played the Christmas one. This is the Chipmunks featuring Alan Jackson. And
hi, Alvin. Did you get a chance to look over the song?
Yeah, I really like it.
Good, because I heard you can be mighty hard to work with.
Who told you that?
Oh, just about everyone who ever worked with
me. Alan Jackson loves a good bit.
They're all just jealous, duck-stabbing turkeys. We are not. Theodore? Mr. Jackson, I assure you, I am nothing if not professional.
Well, good. Then let's get started.
Don't rock the jukebox.
So that gives you a little taste of where we're going with this. But the question is,
what else is on?
What else is on this album? Keep in mind, they were trying to get 90s country, like the best of 90s country.
And this was like 92.
Yeah, early 90s. Oh, yeah.
It feels like it was written for the Chipmunks, doesn't it?
It really does! Never forget how big of a deal this song was in the 90s. Get to the chorus. Royalties from this song and this cover probably went a long way to make Miley Cyrus happy.
I think Billy Ray. I think he's on here too. Somewhere.
Is he?
Yeah. I don't know where.
We'll have to examine this later. Yeah, that is not critical information. But we figured you would.
No way. I was going to say more things you need to know. Those are coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Yesterday we were talking about Rob Reiner. His wife's murder.
Good Lord.
And how crazy the whole thing was, because behind the scenes we discussed initially it was a very slow drip.
Yeah.
Bodies were discovered at the house. They were the correct ages. Possibly.
They weren't saying.
Rob and his wife.
And then they were saying.
And then they weren't sure who it was. Meanwhile, sources like People.
Yeah.
Just outright said, it's the son. It's Nick Reiner.
Which seemed
crazy because the police were saying they didn't have a suspect, but they were interviewing family members.
Yeah, but like, holy cow, dude, that's fast to throw to call your shot.
Yeah, we're like, man, you better be right. And turns out they were. Nick Reiner, the son of Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner, has been arrested and booked on suspicion of murdering his parents. I guess it was the sister that came home and found mom and dad, and she told the police.
Just awful. Awful.
You have to talk to my brother.
Yeah.
Rob and his son reportedly had a very loud argument at a holiday party hosted by Conan O'Brien the night before. Sources told People that Nick was freaking everyone out, acting crazy, kept asking people if they were famous, which is what led Rob and Michelle to ultimately leave the party. And then they were found dead in their Los Angeles home the following day. The deaths have stunned Hollywood, given Rob's legacy as a celebrated actor and director behind major films of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Nick and Rob actually had gone out and done promo work together.
Yeah, they had collabed on
I think as recently as September.
Yeah, I mean,
they were at Spinal Tap.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
because they have the Spinal Tap sequel. But, like, he made a movie with his kid.
Yeah.
His kid has a story, like history of addiction and everything. They turned it into a semi-autobiographical movie. Just a awful story all the way around.
And Nick had previously spoken publicly about his struggles with drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, back in 2016, he was talking about being homeless and in rehab since he was 15.
Good night.
Let's talk about those formulas, those recalled baby formulas. They are back in the news because apparently certain stores never pulled them from their shelves.
Oh.
The FDA has now sent warning letters to Walmart, Target, Kroger, and Albertsons for selling the recalled formulas that have now sickened 51 babies across 19 states, including Texas.
This is the infant.
This is ByHeart. ByHeart infant formula. It was recalled in November because it was linked to this botulism outbreak,
right.
Infant botulism. So No one's exactly sure why it was still on shelves. A lot of the workers said it was confusion. They weren't really sure
what to do with it.
Which of the formulas they were to pull? Was right. it all of them? Was it one specific?
Yeah, you can see how it happens.
It's offshoot of the brand. I mean, really, it's Byheart, but what?
It's really bad when it happens.
I feel like we read
though.
It in the initial story, but Target even offered a $2 discount on the recalled formula after the recall was announced.
What? Guys, that is a problem. Like, you can't have a hot sale of infant botulism formula.
No.
Like, what are you doing?
The retailers have 15 working days to respond or face possible legal action, but that just goes to show, don't trust what's on the shelves. You have to do the legwork yourself.
You gotta check.
You can't just assume they've done what they were supposed to do. Which is sad.
It's a bummer, but that's the way it is. Yikes.
That's crazy. Also crazy, everything relating to the Brown University shooting.
Okay.
So now, police in Providence, Rhode Island, they have released new videos showing a person of interest dressed in black and wearing a face mask near the campus about 2 hours before the shooting. The FBI is offering up to $50,000 for information leading to an arrest. They got nothing.
Yeah, they're really scraped the bottom of the barrel for leads, and it's been a minute.
And everything, to my knowledge, was on camera.
I don't understand. Again, not a police officer. It seems like there would be a very high priority on doing whatever it takes to get that guy. And yeah, it seems like that somehow.
I'm not saying they're not.
No, what the hell is going on?
These press conferences are wild.
What is going on?
I mean, two Brown University students were killed and 9 were injured.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty big deal.
That's as big as it gets.
The victims have been identified and police had detained a different person of interest at a hotel on Sunday. Details of that were chilling, but they let him go after evidence pointed elsewhere.
Because he wasn't the guy, apparently.
He was just another guy holed up in a room with a bunch of weapons.
Yeah. Like, what is...
What is happening?
What is this investigation?
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
Let's talk about how you handle Christmas shopping for a second. And I'm using you as a litmus test. And I don't know if that's fair, but I'm going to do it. When it comes to Christmas presents between you and your husband, how do y'all handle that? Like, in terms of selecting the gifts, like, do you just tell him straight up, this is what I want for Christmas?
Yes.
That you do. And does he do the same for you?
Sort of.
How does he react to being told exactly? Like, does he find that
He buys it. So.
And then
I'm happy.
Okay. All right. So, see, I am the opposite. Well,
the problem, but I don't know if that's common or not. My problem is I don't like surprises.
I don't like surprises.
Anything.
So you
not
want things.
Not in a show I'm watching, not in a relationship I'm in. I don't. Like surprises and gifts are a surprise.
That is a wrinkle that I was not considering, and that is very important.
When I can mitigate that surprise, I do.
So for you, it might make more sense. My question was going: Do you think it cheapens it? But you're going to say no because again, you hate surprises.
Well, I love gift giving. I really do.
That's true.
But I can tell when someone doesn't like something. So then I never want to be making that face. When someone gives me something.
Yeah.
And even though I know we kind of try and we work on it, instantly if someone likes something. It's in the eyes.
You know. Yeah, it's impossible to fool them. It really is.
So if it's something that I've picked out, I know I'm going to love it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to just be a delayed love because I've picked it out at some point.
But you're
going to
be super happy. You're going to open it.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Like,
I can't. Oh, thank God.
Finally, it's here. And now I get to enjoy it, whatever it is.
Right.
I like doing it that way. We tell Santa what to get, don't we?
That's true. You give
Santa
a list.
Santa ain't out here picking gifts for all the good kids of the world.
Well, see,
he's got other stuff to do, man.
I'll give you the other side of this. Like my wife wants me to just kind of
read her mind.
Well, it's not so much read her mind
psychic
as
Christmas.
Much as she would say, pay attention, which I, it's probably fair. And the problem with this is, is I have probably, generously, I'm probably 2 for 12 on Christmases with rain. Like 2 for 12. I would be making up the, like, I would be bottom of the league in terms of Christmas success rate. But yet here we are. So I wanted to test this out. Like, which do you guys prefer? Like, do you want to just, you know?
Do you pick out your gift?
Yes. Do you pick out
your gift? Or do you surprise each other?
Exactly. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Talk to you next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, phone number 713-881-5500.
Trying to figure out how you do gift giving.
Yeah.
Like between you and your significant other.
Right.
Do you tell each other going into Christmas and the holidays, say, like, hey, what you want?
Get me this.
Do you give ideas plural? Oh, so it's like of these.
Pick one.
Exactly. So right. There's kind of an element of surprise. Or is it just like, nope. We're shooting blind.
Shooting blind, right? Yeah.
I hope you know what I want and don't be wrong.
That is so much pressure. That is so much pressure. Which one do you do? Howdy, go ahead.
Well, we go back and forth. We always, my wife and I, set budgets on how much we're supposed to spend on each other.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And if there's something that we really want, we'll tell them. But I always cheat anyway because my wife's birthday is Christmas Eve, so I don't follow her rules.
And does that work out well for you?
Of course it does.
Yeah, I would assume it does, yes, right? Right? Like that's...
Well, she kind of did something similar. Last year, instead of her getting me this nice James Avery ring, my 8-year-old daughter gave it to me.
Oh,
so that got around because the kid is not
rules.
A part of the agreement as such. So yeah. But you do tell.
There's always loopholes.
But yes, you do tell. Yes. You do verbalize. And she verbalizes, well, I would like this for Christmas. There's not a, or is it a, I'm just gonna take a shot in the dark and hope it works type situation here. Like, what do we do?
No, we do verbalize it, but 9 out of 10 times, we'll just wait till after Christmas and go buy it on sale if it's something we want anyway.
Okay.
But as far as Christmas, most of the time it's a surprise.
Okay, you go surprise. All right, thank you so much. Howdy, go ahead. What do you think?
Hi, so I am between me and my husband, I'm like a person who loves gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love to be surprised. But every
right.
Christmas, he always is like, well, like he tries to hint at it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to know. Like, I don't want to know what you're giving
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. I do think that some people really, A, like the surprise. And B,
yes.
Maybe it's like the rush of him getting it right is so great that it makes it
but
that much better.
But how often does he get it right?
The ultimate
and
question.
Please be honest.
Ultimate question, seriously. How often?
Not often. But I don't want to be mean.
No, of course you don't.
I don't think anyone does.
Of course you don't.
Yeah, I don't think anyone it, does.
That's why he's asking. He's or hinting. He's like, please.
Yes.
Oh,
please, give me a... That's, give me a sign.
That's the thing because.
Am I headed in the right direction?
Like I said, when you go 1 for 11, 2 for 12, something
it
like
feels
that,
bad.
It becomes yep. this thing that you feel horrible about it. You feel horrible that you can't get this right. And because yep. you try. It's not like if he wasn't trying, it might be different. I don't know, but I assume
yes.
he is. But like it's just, it. To me, but
it depends on how bad you botch it.
It does.
Botch it better not yeah. to try at all.
Oh, but that's the thing. Like, if it would be so much worse, I think. Like, if it's someone that loves surprises, if you just were like, okay, because like you're tapping out, it's like you're surrendering, right? It's like, well, yeah. hey, I know you're not going to hear it is. Just go ahead and go by.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Now,
be like, yeah.
Or you can just say, I'm going to make your life easy this year, right? And here's.
Yep.
That's what I would like.
Oh, my God.
Because you could also look at it from a cost-saving standpoint.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, life's expensive. And if you're going to buy a lavish gift, I mean, not to say all presents need to be, but if you were,
yeah.
then you want to make sure that the recipient will enjoy it.
Yes.
Yep. That the yes. person's going to like and they're yeah. going to use it and get
yeah, you don't want
the money's worth.
We're going to do
and
a gamble.
It's not just gonna
it can't be an expensive gamble.
In yeah. a cabinet or
yeah, exactly.
in a closet somewhere.
Oh, there's nothing
exactly.
worse than that. You get something expensive and they kind of look at you like, why, what is, oh,
see what I'm saying?
My
yep.
word.
See what I'm saying?
Look, thanks for the call. 713-881-5500. Let us know what you think. Frito, Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500. Let's get back into this. When it comes to how you pick gifts with your significant other, Do you tell them? Or do you expect them to perform Psychic Christmas? And how does that work out for you? Frito and Katie, good morning. All right, talk to us about your strategy.
Yeah, I know. So definitely pay attention. Like my wife has some fuzzy slippers and they're, I don't know, 10 years old and, you know, worn out. So like, oh, there we go. So, you know, pair of fuzzy slippers. And for me, I just tell her what I want. Like, you know, I'm
I think that's what you do. You just say straight up.
Well, what happened? She's had these things for 10 years.
Yeah.
You get rid of them. Give her a new one. And she goes,
still seems risky.
Where are my slippers?
Well, but no, with my wife, and I think you should do this too. With my wife, you verify, you check, hey, baby, is this what you want? Because, yes.
Smart.
Okay, fine.
Smart.
Okay, yeah. So you just drop, that's
I
the
noticed
thing.
Your slippers are getting a little old. Could you use some new ones?
She's like, oh, my God, I wish I had some new slippers.
And just to clarify, we're not talking about polyester things. We're talking about the sheepskin.
Right,
you know,
right. I figured if they lasted 10 years.
Yeah, I fully believe these are you know, high-end.
Quality.
Like, don't you think it would be easier if she just told you? Wouldn't it be easier? Kind of like what you do, just say it?
But it's... You're married. You know what it's like. I mean, baby, what do I need to do to, you know, when we're getting ready for Thanksgiving or Christmas? And she just looks at me. It's like, you should know. So, you know, it's taken. Yes, I'm still in training. It's taken 30 years, but I figured it out. Okay.
Sometimes it's dangerous to ask. I got you. Got to read the room.
Still in training.
Yeah, you know.
30 years.
Wash the dish. There's dirty pans and dishes. So, okay, I'm going to wash them. You know, I'm going to set the table. I'm going to, whatever.
Got to wash them the right
just
way.
Whatever.
No. I think we all know we don't get to...
Minefield.
We don't get to pick and choose based on if it makes sense or not.
It makes sense. Don't question us. Right, it makes sense.
Right. Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate the call.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
The last pennies ever made in the United States sold for more than $16.7 million at auction on Thursday.
What? Is that $16.7 million?
Yep.
Dollars?
As a group.
Okay.
So Stax Galleries in California sold 232 sets of three coins each.
Oh.
Prices averaging about $72,000 per set.
But still,
the
dude.
Final set, which included the very last pennies from the Philadelphia and Denver mints, plus a 24-karat gold penny, went for $800,000. Each coin was marked with a Greek Omega symbol to show it was from the final run.
Wow.
The U.S., of course, announced we'd stop making pennies in November because they cost more than 2 cents each to produce.
That's a lot. It's a lot.
Look, they are expensive pennies. Yeah. In some serious news, four people were arrested in connection with a plot to set off bombs in the Los Angeles area on New Year's Eve.
I saw this.
A terrorist attack was thwarted. The suspects are members of the Turtle Island Liberation Front.
Okay.
According to a criminal complaint, the group had gotten bomb-making materials and traveled to the Mojave Desert on Friday to build and test explosive devices. FBI agents arrested them before they could finish putting together a working bomb. The suspects face charges of conspiracy and possession of an unregistered destructive device. Court documents say the plan, called Operation Midnight Sun, involved placing backpacks with homemade bombs at five locations tied to two U.S. companies at midnight on New Year's.
Good Lord.
And a scary story closer to home. A pack of dogs that escaped from their owner's yard attacked multiple people in a Katy neighborhood.
Yeah, this is terrifying.
Did you see that? They killed a 62-year-old man.
This is a nightmare scenario.
And severely injured a mom and her 2-year-old. So authorities say the dogs first mauled the man to death while he was on his morning walk. Just his daily morning walk.
Just out doing his thing.
He has not been identified. But he was walking along the Mason Creek hiking trail, which is horrible. Then the same dogs attacked a mother outside her home in her driveway.
Like, if you look at the map, it's like blocks away. They just kept right on going.
And the dogs were not familiar to her. She was just like, they came from over there when she was talking to authorities, like towards the corner. She was placing her kid into the car seat. I read she's got twins, 2-year-old twins. I wasn't sure if one was already in the car and they went for the other, but if that was the case, it makes the whole thing even scarier. What if one had gotten in the car?
If any number of things could have happened, the video for this, you can see it.
It's nuts.
It really is.
She tries to fend them
off.
Yeah. They're going for the child. Mom's being bitten all over. She ends up getting a chair from the garage and driving them away. Both mom and baby had severe injuries, but none life-threatening. The dogs have been captured and secured, and homicide detectives are investigating the case while questioning the owners. I don't know where the dogs are secured. Are they with the owners?
I'm surprised.
It can't be, right? Because I thought if a dog...
Absolutely not.
Even if it was an accidental bite.
No. No, they go. They're in a.
There's like a whole process.
There's a whole thing. There's a pound. You're going to put those dogs down. You can't not do that if they've mauled someone to death and then they went after a second victim and their kid. Like, I'm sorry, you lose your dogs. Tough rocks. I want to know how those dogs got that way.
So does the mom. She said, "What would make those dogs so aggressive?"
If this is in the suburbs, dude. Yeah. What was going on with those dogs? And, I assume that's what everyone's going to be looking at. But that is a terrifying, terrifying story. And, it makes, like, you got to stay alert, man. I mean, dogs, everyone loves
especially
them.
In a city where you have a dog problem.
Yeah, they're wonderful until they're not. And you just have to stay aware. Yikes.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Jerry, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm really thankful for the help. I really hope that, we can get to the bottom of this. I think I know what could have happened, but I'm not totally sure.
Okay, a little introspection going into the holidays.
Yeah, well, not exactly. It's not like something I did, I would say. I don't think he wants to see me again because he's embarrassed.
Oh, he did something. Okay. It was him.
All right. Well, what do you think he was embarrassed by?
Well, okay. So I work for like this pretty small family run business here in town. And we were throwing this like annual Christmas party and everyone was encouraged to bring dates. So I brought this guy that I'd met out at a bar a few times.
Okay. So you know him in real life then?
Yeah. We met a couple times and we've just been running into each other at this bar a couple times. So one day we just kind of struck up a conversation and he got my number and things were going pretty well. We were sending like flirty texts.
Right.
Yeah. And we wanted to go out, but things have been busy. So I felt like, this party seemed like, perfect, low-key event to bring him to.
Okay, so what happened to the party? Drunk and act a fool, that usual thing. I know we've had a couple of holiday ragers make their way onto the show.
Y'all get wild out there.
Y'all really do.
God, I mean, I wish he got drunk that I would be able to like explain at least. But like, what's a little more difficult to explain is the comical the dude brought to the white elephant.
Oh, wow. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it wasn't well received then.
Well, actually it was like a huge hit.
Of course it was.
But
of course it was.
I mean, the thing was stolen a few times even at the White Elephant.
Okay. All right.
But here's the kicker, okay? Mm. When I said a family business.
Yeah.
My family. It's my family's business. So he brought a to my family's Christmas. Like, my grandma was there. And, like, we thought it was funny. No. But, I don't think he appreciated it when he put the pieces together.
Yeah, I can't imagine he did.
Oh, all the yikes. All right, so did he leave after this? Like, because that would be my reaction. Just
like, jet after the gift exchange?
Just call it. Yeah, it's done. We're out of here.
Well, no, actually, he got through the bulk of the night, but like, I don't know. I don't know what else it could have been. Mm. And, he got a lot of flack from my brothers for that one. I don't think he would have pulled that move if he knew that it was my entire family there.
Right. Yeah, if he thought about the guest list.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So after that, you would like us to get him on the phone and work some holiday magic for you, I guess.
Well, yeah, I really liked him. And so, I want to figure out what happened and I'd like to see him again. And New Year's Eve is right around the corner and I kind of put all my eggs in the old Craig basket. So I'd love the help.
All right. We can't make any promises.
Family's right already obviously very comfortable with them.
That's
so
true. That more comfortable than you would ever
you're
want.
You're bonded now.
Ever want. Craig is this maniac's name. We're going to get him on the phone. We're going to see what we can do. That's next with Frito.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
I'm still in shock that Craig would show up to any kind of office party, really. Like, it didn't matter that he didn't know it was family. I'd say that's where he went wrong, but Sherry says
he
no, not to her.
Yeah.
Right? She didn't think that was an issue, but maybe he's embarrassed after the fact.
True.
You know, and
true.
Maybe he didn't want to slink out immediately.
Right.
He just thought about it and then said, you know, not my best move. How am I going to face these people again?
Some people suffer in silence.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So is that what's going on? Won't know till we talk to him. And I think we've got him lined up. Hey, Craig. Craig, can you hear us?
Hello? Yeah, speaking.
Craig, hey, we're Frito and Katie from The Bull. How you doing?
Is this the radio station?
We are a radio station, yes.
Right.
No, we are the radio station.
Yes.
100.3 The Bull, we play a lot of country.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Hey, you guys. How are you? I listen to you guys at work.
Oh, hey, Craig.
I actually got to go to your jam deal. It was my first time.
The jam. I see
yes.
You're a frequent listener, Craig. No, we're reaching out because we got potentially a very upsetting email.
We did.
About you?
Like, what did I do?
Well, we have some idea. We're trying to piece this together.
Do you remember your date with Sherry, Craig?
Yeah, I remember Sherry. She's just kind of hard to forget. I mean, she was really cute, and I enjoyed her company, but that was until I got around her family. They're
a little what?
A little mean. They're just a mean family.
What makes you say that?
Well, for starters, I didn't feel like they wanted me at their Christmas party, which is fine. It's understandable. I think I might have gone a little too inappropriate on the gag gift.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was definitely more suited towards Sherry's sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't thinking of anyone else. But other than that, their family traditions in general, they're all a little mean-spirited.
Okay, like what? Like, give us an example of a mean-spirited tradition.
Okay, so before we sat down to a pretty epic buffet, we decided to walk the neighborhood, look at Christmas lights, pretty normal, right?
Okay.
The shop is on the outskirts of this development, so we went in there, and they would look at other people's houses, and they would make fun of people's, like, Christmas lights for an hour and a half.
What? What do you mean?
Like, they would look at, like, their outside decorations, they would laugh if they had too many decorations or if they didn't have enough. Or
okay.
I mean, I've never looked at people's houses with such a judgmental eye. It was insane. They even had names for certain things.
Oh, my God. You're not calling me back because of the dingle bulbs?
The what? The what?
Sherry?
Yeah, hi. It's me. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. You know, my brother told me you couldn't hang, but I literally had no idea. You were so sensitive.
Oh.
Okay, I'm not sensitive. Y'all are just a bunch of bullies. No one wants to spend time around people like that.
Okay, you brought a to my family Christmas.
This is true.
What is happening?
This is true.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You don't know what those people are going through. You don't know how hard it was for them to go out and try to be festive.
Or not try. I think
that's what's wrong with the world today. Everyone just runs their mouths without thinking of the consequences, without thinking of anyone else's feelings. Just lose my number, okay?
Lose your number?
Okay. Dude, if you want to pretend like you're better than us, fine. But, the thing is, this was a wonderful tradition growing up. And, like, sure, it morphed into something funny over the years, but it was this time that my family could come together and make memories. And you know what? Some yards look like I'm sorry. It's funny. You call it whatever you want, but I wouldn't trade it for a thing.
So y'all look at Christmas lights with a critical eye, which is completely out of bounds. I mean,
somebody's got to do it.
God knows people don't do that on Realtor apps or Zillow Gone Wild or McMansions from Hell or anything like that.
Sherry, I just want to know what your family thinks about inflatables.
Oh, Sherry, any thoughts?
You know, we honestly love them.
Oh, okay.
I would say they're a big hit with us.
Hey, and keep in mind, it wasn't like Craig brought anything weird to your party. Thank you all so much for being on the show today. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
I'll ask the question.
Okay. Yes.
Is it mean?
That's the question I had.
I don't feel like it is, due largely in part to the fact that my family did something very similar.
Oh, no. Really? I mean, I can see how you, again, you're just having fun. You're out together and you're having fun and you're saying what's on your mind.
Exactly.
And what's on your mind are some of these houses are not.
Look, it's just varying levels of effort out there, you know, and not all deserve to be celebrated.
Is it mean? Does that make them mean people?
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll talk to y'all next.
Oh, it's awkward.
Is it awkward?
Well, I don't know if it makes you mean
Sherry's
or not.
Sherry's family tradition.
Yeah.
Driving around.
Dogging.
Looking at lights.
Dogging all the Christmas.
Laughing here and there. When warranted. Craig thought that was mean. Thought it made the family a bunch of bullies and he didn't want to associate with them.
What do you think?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Honestly, I think it's dumb. I think we all do it. I mean, it's kind of a problem in America. We all judge people. But I don't think it's judging. I think it's just having fun. I mean, I don't think it really makes a difference. We're just saying, golly, like, you know, Katie mentioned inflatables.
Yeah.
Like, they're acceptable in her family, but it's really pretty at night. But if you ever drive by the inflatable house during the day,
it looks like
a tornado hit the yard.
Absolutely.
A bit crazy. See, don't be mean. Don't be mean.
A tragedy has befallen that family.
Yeah, exactly. We need to consider that.
Yes, I would love to go to her Christmas party with her family. If, you know, platonically, to hear all that, it'd be funny and I'd laugh. And, you know, I think he just missed a great opportunity to have a lot of fun every Christmas.
I'll tell you what mean would have been. Mean would have been grandma taking that white elephant gift and just beating him over the head with that thing like five or six times.
Sounds like it would have done some damage.
Hey, thanks, brother.
Oh, and I want to be honest. I want to be honest with you guys. I caught the very end of it because, you know, I've been sleeping later.
Yeah.
What did he bring to the party? Was it a...
Actually, yes. Don't say it again, though, because we're having to be very careful with bleeping this whole thing. Yeah, that was his.
Oh, okay. So, extracurricular activities.
Yes.
Good way of putting it.
Yes.
Hey, thank you so much for the call, brother.
Thank you, bud.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's mean. I think they're just roasting people, and they're not roasting them to their face. It's just
behind their back, like everybody does. Right? I mean, you look at lights and sometimes you have to laugh, right? Because sometimes it doesn't make sense. You can almost sense the frustration where somebody just gave up in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a little too uptight.
I think it's a weird thing. Look, it's not hateful. It's not saying they didn't try. It's not saying they're not in the Holy Spirit. It's funny. Sometimes it hits you as funny. It's not mean.
You know when you're the house. I'm the house.
Are you the house?
This year, we're the house. We've got star showers because I know everybody hates them, but I always loved them.
I do love
them. We got star showers. Yeah. And then the star showers, number one, don't even match because we've got the original and then we've got this weird one that like moves around. And then we've got trees that are wrapped differently. Like they're not even the same color.
You know? Hey, you tried.
He's just a little too uptight. So if he can't take a joke, it's just not going to. It probably won't work out for them later on.
Thank you so much for the call. I hope this doesn't make us mean that we're laughing about all this. Yeah. But so they ripped on Christmas lights on a nice little holiday stroll.
Is that mean?
What do you think?
Not mean at all. I'm loving Sherry over the phone. She sounds great. I'm like, hey, give me her number. She's having fun. They're having a great time as a family.
Yeah.
And they're not over there banging on anybody's door, you know, telling them that they're bad. They're just doing it together just to have a laugh with each other.
That's a good point.
She said they were making memories.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, it started out like everybody does. We went and looked at lights, and then we realized there were things that jumped out at us that were funny. I wish we'd asked her to explain dingle balls.
Yeah.
I don't know what a dingle ball is. is.
I do wish
but
we
But I want to know.
I would. Look, we'll, after we get done with this, we'll call her back. We'll find out because I am curious. But you're right. You know what they didn't do? They didn't walk up to the door and knock on the door and say, hey, you are a horrible person.
Right, or like leave some kind of note.
Yeah, or poo in their yard or something like that.
Or pop their inflatables.
Exactly. Yes, that's mean. This is just enjoying.
They were awesome. Yeah, that sounds fun. I'm loving Sherry. She was right about him being too sensitive. It's just like, man, they're having a good time. I loved it.
Hey, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Howdy, Frito and Katie. What do you think?
That is not mean at all.
Okay.
I think it's relatively normal, all things considered.
It's like, are you just supposed... That's my question. Do you just bite your tongue? Because, I mean, you have to have another option. It's just, you just don't... If you can't say something nice, you don't say anything, period. Because, yeah, you walk around some of these yards and... Holy cow! I mean, I'm sure you've seen some that popped out in your head.
Oh, it's like freaking National Lampoon's Christmas! Are you kidding? They look terrible.
It's like you know that's how it looks, right? You have to.
Well, I think the only time it gets mean is if the family that owns the home or rents the home is outside.
Yes.
And you're talking crap to them.
Well, yeah, that's mean. Yeah. Time and place.
But if you're talking between friends and family. It's just banter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to go with her brother's opinion. He can't hang.
I like to think you're laughing with the people.
Yeah.
They're not at them. With
oh, yeah.
They're in on the joke.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, thank you so much. Frito and Katie, what do you think?
My daughter and I think the best thing for this young lady to do is to just get away from him. He's too soft and too sensitive.
Too soft.
And how old is your daughter?
9.
She gets it. She knows.
Dude, thank you so much. Have a great day.
What a wise 9-year-old.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
It was crazy yesterday with the news of Rob Reiner and Michelle Reiner's deaths, their murders. Before the police announced the suspect, while they were still interviewing family members and things, they were outlets saying it was the son. Like, it was Nick Reiner, no doubt.
Which is crazy fast for them to say basically, hey, look, here's who it was without any...
We know.
Yeah. Like, that's nuts. You never, ever see that. And... our thought was, wow, someone's going to get sued over that. I mean, if they're wrong.
And they weren't. Nick Reiner has been arrested and booked on suspicion of murdering his parents after they were found dead with apparent stab wounds in their Los Angeles area home.
Crazy.
He's being held without bail. So Rob and his son had a very loud argument. They were at a house party for the holidays hosted by Conan O'Brien.
Of all people.
The night before.
Yeah.
According to several sources, Nick was freaking everyone out, acting erratically. He kept asking people if they were famous. And that ultimately led Rob and Michelle to leave the party. The couple were found dead the next day. The deaths, obviously, of Sun Hollywood. There have been lots of tributes pouring out, given Rob's legacy as a celebrated actor and director behind major, major films of the 80s and 90s. Nick had previously spoken very publicly about his long struggle with drug addiction. I know he told People in 2016 he'd been homeless at times and in rehab since age 15.
Goodness.
Nick and Rob also did a movie together.
Right. Yeah.
Where they did promo together. And I want to say they were appearing as recently as September of this year.
Something like that. But yeah.
At events?
They wrote and made a movie about this whole thing. Like his kid's whole struggle. And now here we are. Just absolutely tragic.
Speaking of, the FDA has sent warning letters to Walmart, Target, Kroger, and Albertsons for selling recalled baby formula even after being told to pull it from shelves.
This is nuts.
So you might remember we had the story on the infant botulism. It was the ByHeart infant formula.
Yeah.
It was linked to, at the time, probably 13 some odd cases across a few states. Now it's 51 babies across 19. Texas was one of the early ones. But yeah, the ByHeart formula is still on some shelves. The FDA said Target even offered a $2 discount on the recalled formula after the recall was announced.
That's the one part of this story I don't understand. I can actually get my head around. Okay, you need to do a recall. So that means someone tells a general manager who tells a manager who needs to get the regular floor kids to pull product. Maybe they do it. Maybe they don't. Maybe someone messes up. But the offering a $2 disc, how does that happen?
I don't know.
How would that even be something that would occur?
And they were recalled in November, so I know it's middle of December, but still.
Yeah.
Should have happened a little bit faster. Now, store workers gave various reasons as to why the product was left on the shelves. Confusion.
Right.
For a lot of them about which items were affected and which weren't. The retailers have 15 working days to respond or face possible legal action. So if you have purchased ByHeart infant formula.
Yeah, let's do this all over again.
From Walmart, Target, Kroger. I don't think we have Albertsons here anymore. I know there was one in spring when I was growing up, but I think they are in Texas, just not here.
Okay.
But if you've bought any of that recently or semi-recently, just double check that your batch is not affected.
Absolutely, yes.
Like you would assume that stores would do their due diligence, but no, clearly that's not the case. So you got to do yours. It takes weeks sometimes for symptoms to present. So double check.
Yeah.
And if you think your baby has consumed it, be vigilant. And you can check out multiple sources and sites online that will help guide you and tell you what you need to do. Mm. And let's end with the Brown University news. Police in Providence, Rhode Island are still searching for the gunman who killed 2 university students and hurt 9 others on Saturday. Yesterday, officers released new video showing a person of interest dressed in black and wearing a face mask near the campus about 2 hours before the shooting. The FBI is now offering up to $50,000 for information leading to an arrest. The victims have been identified, and police had detained a different person of interest at a hotel on Sunday, but let him go after the evidence pointed elsewhere.
Bottom line, they don't seem to be close on this one.
No, and their press conferences are kind of all over the place.
Yes.
I do remember the last one where they said the public was safe, which when you've got a gunman, the mayor may not have been targeting a specific group of people.
I don't see how you could make that claim.
Nor I.
But, you know.
Here we are.
Okay.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull.
Intensity radiating off of Katie Dempsey today.
And all the callers. Like, I can feel it.
Yeah, you
guys.
It's
intensity. It's desperation.
Yeah.
Gotta get to NRG.
This is going to be a hell of a moment. Last game of the season. I assume there's going to be a lot on the line. Colts, Texans, you potentially. The only way to win your way in.
Texans. You got to earn these tickets. They're going to a true Texan fan. Whatever that means. We're just going to test your knowledge of Texas, Texans, and the Texans. 3 spins. Each associated with a trivia question and multiple choice answers. If you can get 2 of the 3, you're going.
Let's see how you do today. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us and we will spin the wheel of Texans next. Frito, Katie, The Bull, good morning. Okay, let's do what we came here to do. Send someone to the Texans and the Colts with
the Wheel of Texans.
Man, getting real close. The bottom of this pile of tickets. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Justin,
let's do it, my man. You made it in.
Let's do it.
It's time to spin the wheel of Texans for some tickets to see the Texans this morning. First category of the day.
Taste of Texas.
Justin, that's famous restaurants and treats and things.
Mm-hmm.
So what Texas treat became a national sensation when the Ringling Brothers Circus started ordering in bulk around 1914, initiating the bakery's massive mail order business that ships worldwide today?
Holy cow.
Was it A, Collins Street Bakery fruitcakes in Corsicana? B, Lamb's Candies pralines in Austin? Or C, Naglin's Bakery Apple Strudel in New Braunfels?
A.
He seemed confused by that guess. But it is. It is the fruitcakes. Collins Street Bakery.
Collins Street Bakery is
129 years in the baking.
Yeah.
So
Collins Street Bakery is an oddly big deal.
Yeah.
in the state of Texas and in like food history. Like it's insane how much fruitcake those guys
They make put over out. 1 million pounds or 1.5 million fruitcakes every year. And they're shipped to over 190 countries.
Apparently the foreign markets lose their mind for some fruitcake.
Well, I don't know anyone buying them. And they've been around for a while, so yeah, somebody's giving them money.
Wow. Next category, and for the win.
Know your ho, ho, ho.
Oh, a festive category.
Look at when it just lands on something seasonal. That's so great.
Like we planned it, almost. Every Christmas season, Houston's own Richard Reyes portrays this local beloved character, said to be Santa's Mexican cousin from the South Pole.
Okay.
Is that A, Poncho Claus, B, Feliz Navidad, or C, Theo Claus?
Oh, man. Let's go with A again.
A, Poncho Claus is correct. Poncho Claus, known for passing out toys to underprivileged kids at Christmas, most notably in Houston's East End.
Yeah.
Richard is one of the best-known Poncho Clauses out there, and he's been doing it since 1981.
One of the best. One of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
I want to say Lubbock has got a Poncho Claus tradition that might have started a bit earlier.
Hey, man. Whatever. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah. Yep. Had to have options.
If you wanted to compete, that's a great one to go with. Dude, you're in. You're going to the Texans. Woo! You're going to the Colts. Woo! Last game of the season. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Brought to you by McDonald's here with Jade, who is looking to take down the beast. Aren't you, Jade?
I am so ready.
That sounded way more ominous than it did in my head. Jade, you're going to need to
taking down the beast?
Yeah.
Is that me?
No, it's not. No, it's the same question. You're not the beast. Why would you be the beast?
But I created the beast.
No, that doesn't make you
the keeper of the beast.
You're the keeper of the beast. You might check up on
I'm attached to the thing.
Yeah, but it's not. You're not the beast. The beast.
Well, it still very personally affects me.
Beast adjacent. But all right. You got to get 10 trivia questions correct.
I unleashed the beast.
In 60 seconds, Brock Dempsey.
All right. Bring on the beast.
Yeah, this has gone way too far. All right. Get them all correct. You win. Remember, you can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. Go to the next one. We will revisit your passes if we have time at the end. You just can't change answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Okay. I can do this.
Katie, are you ready?
Ready. What is a shape with eight sides called?
Octagon.
What is the maximum number of players in a game of Sorry?
Four.
What is the Grinch's dog's name?
Max.
If Mark has 56 presents and Angelo has 24 presents, how many presents do they have together?
56 and 24. 60, 70, 80.
How many athletic events form a decathlon?
Three.
What is the longest?
No, two. Oh.
What is the longest river in the United States?
Longest river, Mississippi?
The phase of the moon that looks like a fingernail is known as a what?
I don't know. I call it a fingernail moon.
Who is but president? Who is president of the United States at the start of the Great Depression?
So bad, Roosevelt? No, maybe he's at the end. I don't know.
What famous guitar brand has a model named the Stratocaster?
Fender.
Yes. That was not bad.
Got it.
Jade, that was not bad. Let's review.
Yes. Okay, how many athletic events form a decathlon, which you knew after
you knew,
you said
yeah,
it?
10 events.
10. What is the longest river in the United States? Not the Mississippi. The Missouri.
Oh!
You got Crescent. I, too, call it a fingernail moon, but it is a Crescent moon.
Okay.
It could be waxing or waning.
Yeah.
But just a Crescent moon. And then who was the president of the United States at the start of the Great Depression?
Herbert Hoover.
You were correct for the end.
Yeah. Like, Hoover was the one.
Oh,
that was
Henry Hooverville. Henry Hoover. Right.
Who's Herbert Hoover? Is there another Henry Hoover? Okay. All right. Hoover. That guy.
Hoover.
Not bad.
Definitely Hoover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we said, Jade, that was solid. You need to give it another shot. Jump over. Sign up again at thebullhouston.com/contests.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, guys.
Hilariously, Henry Hoover is a vacuum cleaner. Like with a face that my in-laws have.
Like, wait.
Herbert Hoover.
Herb, okay. Right.
You were correct.
Excellent. It's good to know.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I'm scanning the story to see if it's any good. Because I kind of want to talk about librarians and conspiracy theories, but...
What?
According to a doctor, if you want to avoid getting sick while traveling for the holidays, where you sit on a plane does matter.
Okay.
The biggest risk isn't what you touch, but the air you breathe.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Since respiratory viruses spread most easily through close contact. So to lower your chances of coming down with something, it's recommended you book a window seat far from the restroom. So you would be limiting foot traffic and reducing how many people pass close by during the flight.
How much is that actually going to help? It's all recirculated
air. I was going to say, how long is the flight? That would probably factor in as well.
Yeah, dude, I don't think you can. I don't think there's anything you can do.
Sorry, first class. You don't have special air.
No, yeah.
It's all the same air.
If someone is sick on that plane, there's a good chance you're getting sick. Like, I just don't see how it's
possible. I mean, I guess
your
chances are better. But, right. Yeah, I mean, you could be sitting next to the person that's sick even if you meticulously picked your seat based on this. The person in the middle could have the flu. Now you wish you were sitting by the bathroom, don't you?
Junk science. Can I get you to go back and tell me what the hell you were talking about with conspiracy theories and libraries?
Yes, yes, I can. So we talk about AI a lot, AI slop, and how it's just taken over the internet.
Right.
People are reading these stories and they're starting to believe them. They're taking them as fact. Turns out it's getting really old with librarians. So according to Scientific American, library workers and librarians are being overrun with requests now for titles and books that don't actually exist. They have just been created by AI chatbots, or they have been cited, like they appear in fake citations by these chatbots.
Get out.
And what's worse is when the people making the requests are told, like, hey, that's not real, they take the side of the chatbot.
Why would you take the side
of
the chatbot?
So now there are all of these conspiracy theories revolving around secret books.
I'm
these
sorry,
books
what?
That you're not supposed to know
secret
about.
Secret books?
That are being hidden from the public for whatever reason. The librarians have an agenda.
Does the chatbot tell them that it's a secret book? Hey, just know, this is going to be a hard one to find because you only got them secret books.
Well, maybe if you go back and you say, I couldn't find that title.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You know what?
You're not supposed to know about it.
I could see that happening. I could see that happening. I see a chatbot not wanting to be wrong and then deciding that, well, I got to keep this going. I mean, I can't be wrong. I'm ChatGPT, or I'm
Gemini.
This
is a paid version of ChatGPT, yeah,
exactly.
For God's sake.
Don't let them know you can be wrong.
The question, though, is it's got to be happening more and more, right? And I'm wondering how much of it stems from those fake images.
I think we
talked about fake images where there are pictures now floating around that look semi-decent.
They look good. They're good
historical
fakes.
Figures.
They're deep fakes.
In historical events that they were not a part of. Sometimes they didn't even occur at the same time. Like the people weren't alive, but it doesn't matter.
There will be a whole write-up about it.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh,
like
my God.
You didn't know about.
When Abraham Lincoln was a vampire hunter, not in the movie, but in like real life. Or you know, or something to that effect. But yeah, absolutely. Because you can't. This is the problem. You can't tell anymore. Even if you do this for a living, where it's like you kind of know AI and you gotta know it to look a little bit, it'll fool anyone. Let alone your parents and grandparents. They don't have a chance in hell. You cannot tell which ones are real and which ones aren't anymore. And so, if you are someone who's curious about history, and all of a sudden you see something you didn't know happened. Yeah, you might want to go read a book about it.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, Google it, like put it back into Google, and then see if you can find a really boring source.
Something that looks so lame.
Newsy or museum-y.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's your bread and
something
butter.
Something so dumb that no one would ever look for this.
Yeah.
You know, that's the
public access type. Like that's how you know it's legit.
Wow. Good luck with all of that. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
At least people are going to libraries.